Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership here from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos. I'm president and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. Hi, Salvador. Sal is co-hosting with me today.
Hello, Salvador Villalobos, at your service.
And we're glad to be here. I'm glad you're here listening. Today, we are going to talk about everything about home inspections. So if you want to call in, be a part of the conversation, ask any questions, you can call in at 214-431-5062. Again, that's 214-431-5062. So if you're looking to purchase a home and you are looking at houses and you find one you love and you write up a contract, your realtor writes up a contract, and the realtor is going to ask the seller to give you, is going to ask the seller to give you an option period.
What's an option period?
An option period is basically what it is. It's an option for you to erase your signatures from the contract.
Can I just erase an eraser? Yeah, absolutely.
Totally erase your signatures from the contract. If something comes up during that usually 7 to 10 day period and you and the seller cannot negotiate and come to an agreement on any repairs or anything like that, you can literally erase your signatures and get out of the contract. That's the option period.
Is there a cost for an option period, or is there, I mean...
Usually the purchaser, you as a purchaser, would offer the seller a dollar amount. It can be anything, really.
What's the purpose for that? What is the purpose of paying for an option period? It should be your right, I believe.
Well, the seller, of course, is, or the seller's agent is looking out for the seller. So that's their fiduciary duty. So they're going to take it off the market for that time period, right?
Right, right.
So they need a little compensation to be able to do that, or give the purchaser time to do their inspections. And that's the most important thing that happens during an option period is inspections.
So what inspections are in the option period, or what are required?
Well, it's not even required. It's a protection as a buyer's agent, you would recommend to the purchaser that they do inspections.
Okay.
And so, for example, there's just a regular home inspection.
Right.
Okay. And there's also another inspection that you might want to do, which is the plumbing inspection. And if there's signs of any foundation movement, or you have a question of any foundation issues, then as a purchaser, you may want to have a structural engineer come, and that's a foundation inspection.
Now, what should a homeowner, since they are not foundation experts, what would be an indication that there possibly can be, or there's some concern regarding the foundation? Is there some tell signs that you can see in a property?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the area that we live in is known for having different parts of the area have different soils. So most of the area has what they call an expansive soil, clay.
Okay.
So what happens is when it rains, it expands under the house. And when it's very hot and dry, like it is here in this area right now, it shrinks. The soil underneath the house shrinks. So that shrinking and expanding of the soils causes for movement.
Okay.
And when it's extreme, then it could cause major issues.
So maybe in the drywall, you see like spider veins off some doorways or something of such?
Yeah. a foundation, and I'm glad you brought that up, because if you're listening and we're talking about foundation, we're talking about inspections, but we're going to have a foundation expert on the show in the next couple of weeks.
I'm going to grill him.
You're going to grill him. And we're going to talk everything about foundation, especially in this time, because it's so dry right now.
Right.
And then we're going to start getting some rain here in the fall. And then we need to be prepared as homeowners. And as purchaser, if you're looking to purchase your home, you need to know how to maintain that after you purchase it. So that's the type of inspections that a purchaser would want to consider when they are in that option period.
So let me get this straight. You have, or you can, at the recommendation of your agent, a home inspection by a licensed inspector, right?
Right.
A foundation inspection if they seem that, or they believe it may be necessary, or just because of the area, and a plumber. Mm-hmm. Is there an electrical inspector or?
What I understand is that the home inspector checks the plumbing.
Okay.
Because, I mean, not the plumbing, the electrical, because they check the electrical panel.
And that's why they're licensed?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, they have their license. And there could be other inspections that someone might want to do. And it's, you know, it boils down to peace of mind.
Right. Well, what if I have a compadre who's pretty handy? Can I just get him to come look at the property?
Sure, you can.
What's the difference? I mean,
probably the license, Sal. All right. And somebody that's licensed has the expertise. And not that they would be, I mean, that the compadre or something would know what they're doing. But, you know, you have that backup.
Right.
So what an inspector does is he's licensed by the state.
Okay.
Okay. So they have a promulgated form, right?
Right.
And so they go step by step on that report.
Okay.
It's a report, basically. And so the report is already has the list of items that inspector has to check for.
Right.
And it's either there's no problem or there's a deficiency or it needs improvement, that kind of thing. Check the boxes. And so the inspector will make recommendations. Okay.
And then they will hand that to the homeowner or to the agent.
Yeah, it's pretty detailed. I've seen, in my career, I've seen inspection reports range from 12 pages to 40 pages.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yes.
You better get some discounts.
It's just depending on the inspector, how thorough they are and how much detail they put on there. Because the report will come with photos and really detailed information. And a purchaser, you know, later we'll talk here. We're going to take a break in just a minute.
Okay.
But later we'll talk about, you know, what the negotiation is between the purchaser and the seller to get some of these taken care of.
Now, you said licensed. Mm-hmm. Are they also insured? Do they have to carry certain insurances as?
I'm not sure about that. I'm sure they have a general liability license.
Right.
I mean, insurance. Just overall,
right?
I would think so.
Yeah, I believe if they have, because they're making some assurances, some warranties in a way, saying that this house, you know, that the roof is going to last another 6 months or a year, and it doesn't, or if the furnace, or that's what I sort of heard, and I'm pretty sure. I'll follow up, and then next week, bring that, you know,
absolutely,
circle around.
Absolutely. Okay, Sal, well, let's take a break here. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about home inspections. So stay tuned. Check you on the other side of the break.
On the flip side.
We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens. We're running wild on these diamond dreams.
I got a fast car, most days it don't start. The bad paint shines just like new.
And I got dumb friends, man, I love them, cause there ain't a thing for me they wouldn't do. We always talk about how we'll get out, but really we're happy just hanging around. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans, living our lives like we're kings and queens. We're running wild on these diamond dreams. We got a mansion, it's made of apartments, and you can find me in 23A. We climb to the rooftop, forget what we don't got. Yeah, we wouldn't have it any other way. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans, living our lives like we're kings and queens. We're running wild on these diamonds. Just hanging around. Money can buy you a kingdom of things, but you can't put a price tag on these diamond dreams. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans, living our lives like we're kings and queens. We're running wild on these diamond dreams. Like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans, living our lives like we're kings and queens. We're running wild on these diamond dreams.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership heard from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. I'm glad you're here, and
Sal. Am I.
Yeah,
I'm glad I'm here too. Thanks.
Okay, so we are the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, and our mission is to educate you, the listening audience, about the home buying process. And so, our topic today is home inspections. So it's a very good investment, Sal, to do a home inspection when you are purchasing a home.
Why is that?
Well, because the home inspector is a licensed inspector, and he or she has the knowledge and the expertise to look at a home, do different types of tests.
Right.
So they can come up with a list of things that are deficient. Okay.
Such as like water pressure, maybe use still having old fuse boxes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What would be another thing?
It could be anything. Electrical, plumbing, like you
right.
said.
The HVAC?
Yeah, of course. The AC, yes.
The AC,
yeah, we want that working.
Especially today.
Especially today.
Wow, it's 100 and something.
So, and there's a list. It could be the roof is another really important.
Roof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not that kind of roof, Sal. But it was, it's important to get those things checked.
Right.
And like we were saying right before the break is that the inspector has a report that
right.
he provides to the purchaser because it's an investment and there is a cost for that.
Who pays for that cost?
the purchaser pays for it.
Okay, but it's the seller's home. Why would the purchaser pay for something that isn't a seller's home?
Because they are purchasing it to be more knowledgeable about the condition.
Okay.
I wouldn't recommend that someone take the word of the seller on any particular situation.
Really?
When it comes to the condition of the property,
right.
You know, they do actually, now that we're on that topic, there is a seller's disclosure.
Right.
That the seller does disclose to the purchaser things that they know of,
right.
that may be deficient.
So somebody can say,
missing.
I have no knowledge of.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so they that could happen.
Right,
so
right.
it's always a good idea to make that kind of investment. And when we talk about investment, I believe the home inspectors base their fee on square footage.
Okay.
So the larger the home, the larger the fee is going to be.
So if my house is 30,000 square feet, yeah, I wish. That would be pretty expensive.
Then you're going to lay down a chunk of change,
right.
Yes. But it'll be worth it because that's a huge property,
right.
And you will definitely need to know what condition it's in.
And, you know, during the break, I shared with some friends on Facebook that mm-hmm. I had a similar experience. I decided not to get the inspection. Being a knowledgeable loan officer at the time,
really?
This was my first investment property. One of the worst mistakes I could have made was not get that inspection.
Mm-hmm.
We closed on the 5th of December. The 7th of December, I'm getting a call from one of my tenants. The building was about 25 miles away, and they had no heat, the entire building. So we had to go and find a technician at 11:30 at night.
Oh, wow.
So $200 to $300 fix actually turned out to be close to $900 and some very ticked off new tenants.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So it's and come to find out that we didn't have a sturdy parapet wall. So that was an extra like $2,000 to get that taken care of. So
yeah.
Don't live through my mistakes.
Yeah, and it's definitely recommended. You don't want any surprises right after you get handed the keys on your home. And, you know, you want to take care of all that
right.
before you actually close. And so...
So how would I take care of it before it closes? I'm not going to spend money to fix this.
Well, the inspection report will tell you
right.
what is deficient. And so at that point... That's when negotiations start during that option period that we talked about in the last segment. We talked about an option period, which gives the purchaser an opportunity to erase their signatures if they can't come to an agreement with the seller. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So then that option period is important too. So that's where the negotiation starts. Once you have that report, your realtor will review it with you, and the inspector is going to write down everything they see.
Okay.
Everything. If a plug is not working, they're going to put that down. If the roof needs replacement, they're going to put that down. But everything is they're required to note.
So they get into every nook and cranny of that house, as long as they can get their body into it.
Right. Exactly. Not between the walls and that kind of thing.
Right.
But yes, definitely.
I've heard of... when there's piping concerns, they've actually taken either an air pressure to see if the pipes retain pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, then there's a leak somewhere. And then I've seen where they've come in with these long, because I've gone to a few inspections for my clients, and mm-hmm. I've seen that they've had these long tube cameras and mm-hmm. they scope through the, and sometimes you find out that, yeah, there's no leak in the house, but it's underneath the patio because it was put in improperly and it broke the, and that's quite a cost. I think it was going to cost them $15,000 if they would have found this error after the fact or this deficiency.
Right. Now that you bring that up, that is a plumbing inspection.
Mm-hmm.
So a regular home inspection may not be clear on that deficiency,
right.
but they would probably recommend
right.
a plumber to look
okay.
at it. If they feel that there's a deficiency there.
Right, good to know.
Yeah. So once you know once you have the report and you have a list of items that are really important for you to have fixed by the seller, then that's where your realtor would negotiate at that point with the seller on your behalf as to what repairs they will do. And sometimes they agree to repair them, and sometimes they say no, we don't want to repair them. Then it's the purchaser's decision whether to move forward or to cancel.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. So that's a big investment. So I want to give you some ideas as to how much a home inspection costs. So it could be anywhere from $350 up to $600 is what my experience has been in the last 15 years. So that gives you, the listener, an idea of approximately how much an investment you would make into
I rather spend $350 to $600 than the amount that I spent, the thousands of dollars that I spent because I did not get the right inspections.
Exactly.
You know, I thought I knew it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And roofs are very important. So if a roof is deficient and needs to be replaced, then what would happen is that the seller would call their insurance company and have it replaced before closing if it's damaged and needs to be replaced. So,
or they can just take care of it out of pocket.
Sure.
Probably the better deal.
Okay.
Less insurance costs later. I don't know. I'm always looking to save a buck.
Right. So if you want to join our conversation or have any questions about home inspections, give us a call, 214-431-5062. And it doesn't have to be about home inspections. The entire home buying process, we are here to answer your question. And again, the number is 214-431-5062. So, Sal, in a plumbing inspection, do you know what happens during a plumbing inspection?
They check your pipes.
Correct. They check your pipes.
Well, the pipes of the property, you know, they run the water for pressure.
So, well, let's talk about that when we come back from break. Let's take a quick break now. And when we come back, we're going to go into a little bit of detail about plumbing inspection. So just hang with us here and we'll be back shortly.
So we're going to hear some music.
I ain't trying to think about all my problems. I'm living now. I'm living now. Hey, I can't sit and worry about the future. I'm living now. Said I'm living now. So put your hands. I'm gonna celebrate this life I'm giving. From now on. From now on. I'm gonna tell my mother every day I love her. And tell her thanks for being such a good mother. From now on. Come on. So put your hands up if you feel like having a good time. It feels good, don't it? Living your life in this quick moment. And you never ever think it's gonna go away. But I swear, I know you'll wake up one day and say, yeah, I got things to do. Yeah, I got mountains.
it? You only got one life, live in the moment. It feels good, don't it? It feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. It feels good, don't it? It feels good, don't it? You only got one life.
Come on, sing it.
Oh, 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 it feels so good to be alive.
Don't it feel good? Come on.
Oh, it feels.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show. Homeownership here at From the Experts in the Blue Stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. And we are talking today about home inspections, right, Sal?
Yes, ma'am.
That's our topic today. Everything about home inspections.
During your option period, right?
And during your option period, yeah. You could have inspections outside of the option period. But
oh, you could?
Yeah.
Are you still negotiable after the option period?
No, they're not. So you can do an inspection at any time, but they're negotiable. The repairs are negotiable during the option period. So we have a caller here. We have Nancy from McKinney. And Nancy, thank you for calling in. What's your question?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I had to step away from the show in order to make the call, so I apologize if you've touched on this. But my question is, do inspectors typically cover, insect infestations? Or if they don't, is that something that they can, you know, charge more for? Or does that require an additional licensing? Like, is that something we should look for whenever we're shopping around for an inspector?
That's a good question, because it used to be to get a loan, an FHA loan, that you would need a termite inspection.
Or pest inspection, right.
Or a pest inspection, right. Yes. And so Sal is our expert when it comes to that requirement. It's not required anymore, is it, Sal?
No, unless it's an area that is known to have a lot of termites. Usually your appraiser will comment if he sees trails of termites. But they're two separate inspections. One is a home home inspection, which is just for the mechanicals of the property to see if there's any foundational issues. They're always going to refer that to an expert in that field. Just think of them as your general doctor. They go in and they inspect the property. They see if there's any ailments or deficiencies in the property, and then they'll refer those to the specialist, such as a pest inspector. If they see, you know, evidence of carpenter ants or a mold or anything that they can that they see, they're going to comment. Now, when you're getting an FHA appraisal, you're not. Don't think because you're getting an FHA appraisal and they're more stringent than a normal conventional appraisal. It's still required that. Recommended, not required, but it's more recommended that you do get your own independent home inspection because they are licensed, because it is a home inspection. An appraisal is to see the conditions of the property and as long as they if they meet FHA livability standards.
Okay, so to answer Nancy's question, it is not part of the home inspection. Pest control is not. So you, if you see signs of pests in the home, then you would definitely want to call a pest control person to come and remediate or mediate that before actually moving in. So, Nancy, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that was helpful. Thank you.
All right. Do you have any other questions for us?
Not at this time, but I'm enjoying all of this. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
All right. So that was a very good question.
Because, yes, it was.
Because there are separate inspectors that would inspect for pest.
Right.
And termites for sure.
Termites for sure. Even rat infestations, you know, because they gnaw on wood.
Yes.
Carpenter ants gnaw on wood. So then you might have a structural foundation issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a structural foundation, a structural issue.
Right.
And then, you know, if they note some kind of substance on the walls that's larger than like 5 inches, they may feel concerned that, you know, you may need to get a mold inspector to come in and take a look at it if it is indeed, or
you mean water damage, like,
or water damage
from water damage,
not necessarily just from water. I mean, sometimes it's just been sitting for a while.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll make that recommendation. The thing is, they're just there to diagnose, and then they will then refer to a specialist
and make recommendations.
Right.
All right. So you had asked me before, Sal, about who do you call, like when
Ghostbusters.
Not Ghostbusters. When you want to get your home inspected,
right?
Your realtor will usually give you recommendations. We usually give a list of 3 or 4 different inspectors that you call and decide which one you want to use. Of course, there's some purchasers that go online and look at reviews and that kind of thing. So nowadays the information is readily available. But at the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, we have a resource list for you, which is, of course, free of charge. It's our membership. People like us that believe in giving out knowledge, giving back. So our members are available on this resource list. And if you want a copy of that resource list, feel free to email us. Email Reba Show at RebaConnect.org. That's H-R-E-B-A, connect at H-R-E-B-A. Oops, I messed it up, Sal, because I knew you were going to ask me how to spell
it.
Okay, so you email Reba Show at RebaConnect.org. And we'll be happy to get you that information. And on that resource list, we have a list of realtors, a list of lenders, a list of title companies, inspectors, you know, all that you would need during your purchase.
Right.
And they'll give you that service.
And everybody on that list has continuing education classes. Mm-hmm. They have their licenses up to date. So it's a good resource list.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the plumbing inspection.
All right.
Okay. So are you familiar with a plumbing inspection? I think you started to tell us about
it. Yes, I am. You know, they'll test the pressure of the water, see if they'll turn on the water, you know, different outlets at the same time to see if if there's enough pressure there. Sometimes if the house is winterized, let's call it winterized, where they can't get into the home, it's been sitting dormant and the utilities are not, they may use a pressure, air pressure test to make sure that it's retaining the pressure. And if not, then they're going to have to get a either have the water turn on, but you won't want to get the water turn on because it's not holding pressure, so there's holes in the area. So you may need to get a camera, those long tube cameras that can go
through the plumbing.
Right.
And those are pretty reasonable. Plumbers are pretty reasonable when it comes to a camera inspection on a property, because you want to know if and that comes when there's a loss of a leak somewhere where they know there's a leak, and then they have to find out where the leak is to determine how much of a repair it is. And that way you can negotiate with the seller to get that fixed, of course, before.
Now, your home inspector will inspect the hot water heater, not so much your plumber. If he feels that there's an issue with the water heater, then he'll revert that to or divert that question to the
plumber. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, so we're going to take another break, and When we come back, let's talk a little bit about foundation inspection, just a little bit, because I want to save all the good stuff for when we have the representative on foundation inspections in a couple weeks. So we'll catch you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I want to let it take control. 'Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. And we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. 'Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Listening to The Reba Show, homeownership, hear it from the experts here in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. Co-hosting with me today is
Chava Villalobos. No, Sal Villalobos.
Chava. And Sal, today we're talking about home inspections.
That's correct.
You are a lender. I'm a realtor.
Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, in case you forgot, yeah. You know, I was telling you. So I have 15 years under my belt, and you've got more than that in
London.
Yeah,
about like 10 months, 10 days or something.
10 days, okay.
Almost over 20 years.
Yeah.
Over 20 years.
And
experience.
So we are happy to bring information to you about the home buying process. Today we're talking about home inspections, but any question that you may have, if you want to join the conversation here, give us a call. Area code 214-431-5062. Again, the number is 214-431-5062 if you have any question whatsoever, especially about home inspections or anything to do with the home buying process. Before we go on to talk a little more about the inspections, I didn't want to forget to tell you all that on Saturday, August 31, our organization has been invited to come to the Dallas Wings basketball game.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
I'm there.
We've been invited. We're going to be special guests. We're going to have a whole group of people there. If you are interested in joining us, guess what? It's going to be Noche Latina.
They're going to have mariachis.
Noche Latina, mariachis, face painting, food, games. It's a block party outside of the arena.
Leticia is going to be doing un taconazo.
Un taconazo. I thought you were going to say that I was going to be in the taqueria.
There too. I'll be there. I'll be eating.
So, Noche Latina, August 31, 5 o'clock is the block party. Please go to our website, rebaconnect.org. There's a link right there at the top. For Noche Latina.
And the tickets are very affordable. It's a great time to go out with your family and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Gather up all the family and friends. Come have some fun before the game. The game starts at 7, but the block party starts at 5. We'll
break.
Be there.
Get a break from the first days of school, first weeks of school.
There
it's
you
a
go.
Nice way to
break it up a little bit, huh?
I'm doing it.
Absolutely. So am I. And so if, just go to our website, rebaconnect.org, and get your tickets. We'd love to see you out there. So, Sal, let's continue our conversation on home inspections. So,
if you say so.
The foundation
yes, ma'am.
In this area is, you know, a little, you know, we talk about foundation
right.
a lot. And sometimes we have big issues and sometimes not so big issues, depending on the location and the soil
right.
that's under the house. So in case you just tuned in the beginning of the show, we talked about the expansive soil that we have in this area of North Texas. And when it rains a lot,
It rains a lot.
It expands. That soil is clay-based, basically, and expands. It's not in all areas, but it's in the majority of the areas. And then when it gets really dry, like it's dry today,
right.
or there has been this last month, maybe.
The fields of brown and yellow.
Yes.
No green.
So it shrinks
right.
because it's dry. And some are so bad that it's so dry, it shrinks. It pulls away. The dirt pulls away from the foundation. And you can see a gap. Have you not seen that yet?
No, I've not noticed
that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I live in a really rocky area, so maybe that's why.
Yeah. And you've probably, I've probably been to more inspections than you have and shown more
Here.
Property than you.
I haven't shown any properties. I'm a loan officer.
I know. That's why I said that.
I don't
that.
Have a license to show.
So it's really scary to see that, but it does happen. So in cases like that, it's really important to know, and especially if the home inspector recommends that you get a foundation expert to look at it, it's really important to do that. And again, there's a cost associated with it, but peace of mind is so important when you're purchasing a home. That it's worth it,
and
the investment.
And coming in with a lot of money out of pocket afterwards, because that's...
Exactly, because the cost to repair, especially when you're moving into a new home and you don't want to start putting money out to make repairs right off the bat.
You want to be buying that, fixing up the man cave, you know? That's where you want to spend your money at.
Or decorating.
Yeah, man cave, same thing.
So... we won't go into a lot of detail about foundation
right.
Because it can vary so much, but that's one of the inspections that you may get a recommendation. The home inspector
right.
that's doing your general home inspection may recommend that you have the foundation checked.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about foundation repair and warranty on those repairs.
All right.
Okay, so sometimes you'll come across a house, a lot of times you'll come across a house when you're looking at properties
right.
that have already had some repair. So what my experience has been is that warranty that they warrant is only for the repair they made. So if it starts having deficiencies in the another part of the house,
right,
it's not covered. So that would be an additional repair. That's why those inspections are so important.
And it's also, you know, and I'm not going to throw this in there as well. Just because it does have foundation issues, just because there's repairs, there are programs. Talk to your lender that may incorporate those repairs into if the seller. And in some cases, they can't. They don't have the funds to do this. The sellers are, and sometimes very limited in resources, and they can't make the repairs. Mm-hmm. They do need to make a move, and they're willing to work with you, maybe negotiating the price. But then you don't have the money as a buyer to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
But it fits everything in your life, you know, close to schools, close to work, close to, you know, abuelita's Sunday night dinners.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so talk to your lender. There may be renovation loans that they may be able to assist with that.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not the end all be all if you don't come to, if you can't fix it. You can come to an agreement with the seller in some cases.
Okay.
And since they know, they're going to have to disclose it anyway, so.
Yes, they will. They will have to disclose it. And, you know, I've even heard of some foundation repair companies that will do the work and then get paid at closing.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So there are some out there. None that I could recommend at this time, but check into that. And your realtor will make those recommendations as well.
Good, good.
Okay. So anything else that you can think of, Sal, that we can talk about when it comes to home inspections? Not really. We've covered a lot.
We've covered quite a bit.
We've covered a lot. So I think the biggest takeaway for our listeners is that when you're purchasing your first home, it's important that you have trust in your realtor,
right,
in your lender, and they will guide you through all this. And we've said this many times that when you're purchasing a home, there is no cost to you to use a real estate agent. Okay. So feel confident that real estate agent will have your best interest in mind, and they will guide you through the process. And they will, based on their experience, is make recommendations and point things out that you may not be aware of.
And that's a good point, because sometimes we all want to do it on our own, save that, you know, commission, thinking that we're going to be paying a commission to that realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is they have our best interest at heart. They want to make sure that they're putting you in the right home with the, you know, and if they have concerns, because like you said, you've seen many properties. Realtors have seen many properties where we as home buyers may see one or two properties within our lifetime. So that, you know, we've owned or went it forward. So I think it's important that you do get together. You're aligning yourself with a good team, a good loan realtor, so that they can show you through, so that they can give you information regarding the property, the area, things that you need to know. And they may see something that you don't, and they'll point it out and let you make that decision. At the end of the day, it's your decision. You don't have to get these inspection reports, but take it from somebody that didn't do it one time and it came back and bit me pretty expensively.
Yes. Absolutely, Sal. Thanks for saying that. That is important. So here at the, I think we've kind of given all the information
right,
that we can at this point. So here at the Reba Show, we inform and we serve. We bring you information about home ownership, whether you're preparing to purchase or sustaining the home that you already have. And so our hope is that you'll engage with us here at the Reba Show and become a loyal fan of this show, the Reba Show. And you can follow us on Facebook, Reba Show Homeownership, hear it from the experts. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, so we depend on donations to continue bringing you this this programming. So we've been streaming live on Facebook, and you can see a replay of the video on our Reba Show Facebook page and also on our YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel called The Reba Show. So please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Reba Show. This episode is available on a podcast also on our website. And you can learn more about topics that we have planned for upcoming shows on our website, rebaconnect.org. Just click on The Reba Show. And like I said, we depend on donations. So if you feel that you want to make a donation, please come to our website and hit the donate button.
You're finding some great material.
Yes, we have a lot of great information. Don't forget, if you would love to join us at the Dallas Wings, the Women's NBA Dallas Wings game, come out and join us on Saturday, August 31. Go to our website, click on Dallas Wings Noche Latina, and we are looking forward to seeing you. If you have any specific questions or comments, you may email us, RebaShow@RebaConnect.org. Again, my name is Leticia Gallegos, and co-hosting with me today is
Salvador Villalobos.
Thank you so much for listening today. Have a great afternoon.
See you next week.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.